would always get cold, and you'd say if you woke up at night, it'd be, woke up what tonight?
Freezing.
Okay, and what would you, what word would you use to put in there to tell me that it was during the hours that, you know, after you'd gone to bed? You might say,
a certain part of the night.
Okay.
I've got cold.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow? You know, if you go through a field and you get a little V-shaped thing, what do you call them?
Well, I would say a four.
Okay. If you have a pretty good yield, you might say, well, we raised a big of wheat. We raised a big
crop.
And if you had an area that had a lot of brush and little trees in it, and you cut them down to make a road through there, you'd say we what the land?
We cut a right of way.
Okay. And if you wheat is tied up into a
ball.
And corn?
It's put in the creel, because you can't tie the corn up.
Oh, they don't tie it up in little bones. No. What are y'all
they
make?
used to, you know, strip, you know, fodder.
Right.
And tie that up in a ball.
Uh-huh.
But corn, you can't tie the corn up in a ball.
Sure. Well, when you stripped it out for the fodder and tied it up in a bundle, what did you call those bundles? Just say a bundle of fodder?
A bundle of fodder.
Okay. Do you have wheat?
Well, I know them. The folk used to plant it around here, but they ain't got no meal close around now. They don't plant it around.
Oh, okay. Well, when they used to plant it, and how would they gather it?
Well, they had...
Did you ever do that?
No, but they had... I have seen them thrash it, you know.
Yeah.
Get these young combiners and thrash it.
Right. Well, how did they get it out of the wheel, out of the field?
Well, I'm saying now they thrash it, and they come in the combiner. And when the box get full, then they go dump it on the truck.
Uh-huh.
Then the truck gets full, then they carry it to the market.
Okay, what about before they had the combine?
They had these old things.
Cradles, what they call them?
I call them cradles. They used to cut wheat and used to cut oats. Because my dad used to cut oats.
Mm-hmm.
He'd get about this high, and he could fling that thing and draw it up, you know, and they could, you know.
Get a bundle.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And did they tie that up?
Yeah, and they tie it up and bring it home when it cue out.
Put it in the barn. Stack it out in the field while it dries?
Well, they bring it and put it in the barn. They had a barn with a loft in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they put the corn down under there and put the wheat, put fodder up top. And sometimes if they had too much, they would get some poles and dig holes and put a platform around there. Then they'd stack the fodder up so high and have it keen. So when it rained, they'd have a pole.
Uh-huh.
And when it rained, they had it stacked so keen around that post, it wouldn't rot much. It would stay there a long time.
I see.
And
it was so tight to
that's
it.
That's right.
That's what you said, so keen to the post.
That's right. And then they fed off the post first and let that stay up in the loft out the weather.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. And how do you describe how much of something you raise to an acre, let's say corn or wheat? You say, we raised...
So many bushes.
What would
to
be
an acre.
How would you say of corn? Is that what's an average corn yield?
Well, it's different. Some folk make 100 bushel acre, some make 150 and all like that, but I never could do that.
Well, what's pretty average, would you say?
Well, I would say 80 to 90 bushel acre.
Okay, good. If you have to separate the grain from the rest of it, you said you
threshing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about you and another man have a job to do, and you have to tell him about it, you'd say, well, now listen, you and...
It'd be got to do such a thing.
Oh.